When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Well, they put in a big old bag.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that high, and you hold it up to your mouth and blow on it?
I don't know that.
All right.
I don't know that.
Well, now, what do you call another kind of musical instrument that's shaped like that, and you hold it up to your teeth and hit it like that? You know what I'm talking about?
I've seen that done when I was a child coming up, but I forget now what it's called.
Okay.
What is it called? What would you call it?
Well, now, there are a lot of different names down here, and you tell me which one you heard it called. Let's see, a breath harp, a French harp, a juice harp, or
juice.
A mouth harp?
No, it wouldn't be a juice harp, would it? Let's see.
Is that what you'd call it, a juice harp?
No, ma'am. I don't know what to call it. I don't know what I'm here to say.
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board that's balanced in the middle, and one child gets on one end, one gets on the other, and they go like that?
I don't even ride a horse, all I know.
Okay. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
That's something kind of same as a riding horse, we ought to understand.
Well, now, is this the, let's see, you chop off a little tree and put a board there and a pin through it, maybe, and then it goes around like this?
Yes, push it around, maybe, and I'd call it a
merry-go-round. Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives with? A little piece of stone.
Round.
No, stone. Not a round one, but a flat one.
Wet rock.
Okay. Now, let's see, will you describe some of the different kinds of wood fences that people used to use around here so I can draw pictures of them?
Well, used to use real fencing.
Okay, and what did those look like?
It's wood split, you know,
yeah.
And some of them would be about 8 or 10 feet long.
Okay. And were these the things that went together like this? At the corners? So they sort of zigzag like that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what were some other kinds of fencing, wood fencing, that people used to use?
Well, that's what I know about the wood. They used to use wire fencing.
Uh-huh.
But you're talking about the real fencing, about wood, ain't
you? Uh-huh. Well, what about wood, just maybe boards or planks, just nailed straight up and down? People use those around here?
Well, that would be, I don't know what you might call it, but it'd be a plank fence or the,
Okay. Now, on a plank fence, would the boards go straight up and down, or would they go this way?
Well, there's some goes up and some goes up and down.
Okay, so you mean it could be either way? Or
that's what I would call it now. I don't know now.
Okay. Well, now, what I'm interested in is what you'd call it. You know,
yes,
I don't care what other people would call it. I'm just interested in what you'd call it.
Yes, a plank fence or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, is that, could it be like that or like that, or did
yes,
I call it
Yes,
right?
It'd be like even one of those, one that favors a gate, you know,
uh-huh.
Around a barn.
Uh-huh.
Well, that goes to the barn too. My brother, he's got a big barn down here.